You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Iranian hip-hop artist Tumaj Salehi has recently been sentenced to death by the Islamic Republic regime on charges of corruption for his songs criticizing the regime. He is one of the many Iranian political prisoners who has been sentenced to death for speaking out against the regime. I spoke to Ida Oriental from Voice for Iranians about the brutal oppression being faced by people in Iran, particularly women. Here is that interview. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about the human rights abuses that are being committed by the Islamic Republic regime in Iran and the ongoing pro-democracy movement as well?
Iran has been under the chokehold of a criminal and violent theocracy for the past 45 years. You know, people have been rising up against it throughout that whole time consistently, and they've always been met with severe state-sanctioned violence. But in 2022, something significant happened where the global community stood in solidarity with us as Iranians poured into the streets to protest the killing of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini by the hijab police. So, and you might remember the rallying cry, Woman, Life, Freedom, which was originally a Kurdish slogan used by their resistance group, by Kurdish women as they fought ISIS, I believe. And because Mahsa Jina was a Kurdish-Iranian woman, and it's something that was chanted in her funeral, and then it just took hold, and it just kind of became the slogan and the name of this movement. There was a militarized crackdown over the protesters. The Islamic Republic unleashed the security forces. They cut the internet during that time, and they killed over 550 people. They deliberately blinded hundreds and permanently injured thousands more. There was mass imprisonment. Prisoners are often tortured and subjected to sexual violence. Like, that's unfortunately something that like is reported time and time again. So what we see now is the continuation of that killing spree, where they've actually they weaponized the death penalty just to instill fear and to tighten their grip on power. There were 853 executions in 2023, and they're often handed out, that the sentences are handed out during these 15-minute sham trials, which grossly unfair, marked with torture-tainted confessions, where a regime court would sentence political prisoners to death for a charge that they call corruption on earth or waging war against God, and that's a capital crime or charge. And they're hanged at the dawn call to prayer, often in public, in public executions. And there are dozens of political prisoners right now that are at imminent danger of execution in connection with the protests. Going back to Tumaj, who's a popular and really well-known rapper and hip-hop artist inside Iran, who was arrested at the height of the Woman, Life, Freedom protests back in October of 2022. Because of his music, that was his crime, because his songs, they hit at the heart of the regime and they call out the brutality and the entrenched corruption of the Islamic Republic. And he was violently arrested and severely tortured, and he was kept in solitary confinement for over 200 days. And last month, he was sentenced to death for waging war against, you know, that same charge of corruption on earth and waging war against God. And yeah, like I said, he is one of countless people that are on death row or in imminent danger of execution or being sentenced to death in connection with the protest.
So speaking of Tumaj Salehi, who you mentioned has been sentenced to death because of his music, could you speak to some of the messages that were in his music?
Yes, so he's a unifying force. You know, he's always referencing the oppressed, underclasses of society, child laborers, ethnic and religious minorities, the women who are in Iran, second class citizens living under a gender apartheid system, dissidents throughout the many uprisings that have occurred, an uprising that we call Bloody November or Bloody Aban, the regime murdered 2,000 protesters in Iran during an uprising that was fueled initially by a hike in fuel prices, but then turned into a kind of broader anti-regime uprising. And it's part of a pattern of crackdown by the Islamic Republic on Zahir. So he's also one of several other dissident rappers and musicians that have been arrested. They've been persecuted, intimidated. But the other one is Salman Yassin. He's a Kurdish rapper who again has been in solitary confinement under torture for well over 2 years now, and has attempted. He's attempted to take his own life, but he's been denied medical care. And they're people that we have to kind of keep speaking about because it's important to make to. Let the world know that this is still very much ongoing, and our people who took to the streets to try and, just demand their basic freedom and human rights and dignity are now suffering quite violent and brutal consequences that are ongoing, and it's important to not forget about them and to keep speaking out. And it's also part of a pattern of crackdowns by the Islamic Republic on dissident artists because they fear their influence. Just last week, there was an award-winning director, Mohammad Rasulov, who was sentenced to 8 years imprisonment and flogging ahead of his the premiere of his film at the Cannes Festival. So, it's what the regime fears, people with platforms and influence speaking out against them. And so they arrest and intimidate and execute to tighten their grip on power.
What can we do here in Aotearoa to speak out against what is happening in Iran?
That's such a good question. And I think the most important one is just to keep an eye out on what's happening. It hasn't, just because the protests inside Iran have been quashed, and that's because, if you protest in Iran, even if you're there have been peaceful protests demanding basic human rights, freedom and dignity. People that do that, they take their life into their hands, and they face intimidation, job loss, heavy fines, and it's just important to keep speaking out and to just realize that because the protests have stopped doesn't mean that woman life freedom has stopped. We are still very much wanting, we are still fighting for secular democracy, and 5 million of us outside have been displaced by this brutal regime, and we've formed this ecosystem of activists that are still fighting for the secular democracy and speaking out and standing up for the people inside Iran. And that's very much an ongoing thing, and I want people to join us. I need Kiwis to rally around woman, life, freedom, and come to our demonstrations, talk about Tumaj and Yassin, Salman Yassin, and the tens of other dissidents that are at risk of execution. Keep speaking out, keep sharing the message.
That was Ida Oriental from Voice of Iranians on the Fight for Democracy in Iran. I'm going to play one of Tumaj's songs. This song is called Surak Mush. The English translation of that is Mouse Hole. But first, I'm going to read the English translation of the first verse. Here is that now. If you saw people's pain but turned a blind eye, oppression of the innocent, and walked right past by, if you cheated out of fear or self-interest, you too are a partner in crime of the tyrant, you too are a criminal. If you pretended to fall asleep while they were shedding blood, caught up with your business while they were taking young lives, if you played centrist or stood in the middle and said, politics, what's that? Just know that we don't have blank votes. There is no neutrality in this war. If you put your hands over your eyes, you have blood on your hands. You are a traitor if you have a platform and your words smell fishy. You are far from the homeland, but our binoculars aren't short-ranged. Remember, the filth behind clouds eventually gets exposed. If you covered up murders, you're equally guilty. To cover up crimes, you're walking through blood. Just know that without apologists, the system is incomplete. Iran has so many prisons that you would all fit into. And thank you very much to Ida Oriental for that translation. And I'm going to play that song now.
اگه دیدی درد مردمو ولی چشاتو بستی، ظلم به مظلوم رو دیدی و از کنارش رفتی، اگه از ترس یا واسه منفعتت خوده کردی، تو هم دست ظالم هستی، تو هم مجرم هستی. اگه خودتو به خواب زدی وقتی که خونا رو میریختن، گرفتار کسبتی وقتی جون جوونا رو میگیرن، اگه وسط بازی وسط بودی و گفتی سیاست چی هست، بدون رأی سفید نداریم، بیطرف نداره این جنگ. اگه دست رو چشمات گذاشتی دستات خونین، خائنی اگه تریبون داری و حرفات بومیدن، دوری از وطن و دوربینای ما همسو نیستن، یادت باشه کسافت های پشت ابر لو میرن. اگه سرپوش گذاشتی رو قتل، تو هم قاتلی، واسه پوشوندن جنایت باید رو خون راه بری، بدون مال کشیدن تو این سیستم کامل نیست، ایران انقدر زندان داره که همتون جا بشین. جورنالیست بازداری، مخبر دوزداری، هنرمند درباری، سوراخ موش بخر، مامور مزدور، از بالا دستور، جلاد مجبور، سوراخ موش بخر، سوپا پت مینان، منصوب بی اختیار، اصلاح طلب حزب، با سوراخ موش بخر، صادراتی نایی یا کیزی رو رو کشار، جایی بده هرچی دلار داری، سوراخ موش بخر. چه هنرمندی که خبر از نونبری نداری، شاشیدم به اسکار تگ مردمی نباشی، پاره میکنم کلافه تو که دیگه چرن نبافی، چه شهاب دولتی باشی چه اسقر فرهادی، چه بازیکن حکومتی و چفی الیسی، چه بازیگر صادراتی و الهه هیکسی، شما خود فروش پولی نرزه مقام فیکسین، حیف زالو جیر خورا، شما از خلایق نیستین، لاشی کارون باب مدنی که پر نمیشه، خوزستان جتون نمیخواد، صاحب کل نمیزه، آزادی گرونه، باشه آزاده کشته میده، یادتون باشه خون فقط با خون شسته میشه. تیر بزن از پشت سر، بکش تشنه ها رو، به قتل حق خواه نامسلح افتخار کن، بیرون مرز به جنایت بزن رنگ و لعاب رو، بگیر از من مژده فردا و تقاص رو. جورنالیست بازداری، مخبر دوزداری، هنرمند درباری، سوراخ موش بخر، مامور مزدور، از بالا دستور، جلاد مجبور، سوراخ موش بخر، سوپا پت مینان، منصوب بی اختیار، اصلاح طلب حزب، با سوراخ موش بخر، صادراتی نایی یا کیزی رو رو کشار، جایی بده هرچی دلار داری، سوراخ موش بخر. منتظر ناجی نباش، خبری تو راه نیست، نجات دهنده خودتی، خودت قهرمانی، من و تو اگه ما بشیم بیکرانیم، ما منجی زمانیم، امام زمانیم.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.